days you stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive. Yesterday, as I recall, you were looking out of place, gathering up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream, you were only 17, so sweet with the mean streak.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Notice I did not say live. That is because today we got a chill pre-record, and we got a bunch of nice stuff for you today. We got some community events that I'm going to shout out, like always. We got some tier lists, some motivational quotes, and more. So I hope you guys enjoy your stay at Clubhouse, and we will be right back after this song by Noah Kahan.
You know I worry, only luck brought me to you. I'm half awake most of the time, it's just the timing of the seasons. You know I worry that you're all I have to lose.
And I should change this way of thinking, that all my fears are facts of life. But I could die tomorrow, you'd be close behind. Oh,
years to come to prepare myself for sorrow. So I won't worry when I crumble at your feet. It's something sinister to love without regard for dear tomorrow. To search for worry is to love without deceit.
And I should change this way of thinking, and all my fears are facts of life. But I die tomorrow, you'll be close behind.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, we have a nice show planned for you. First, we're going to go over some community events, so let's get right into it. First of all, we got the Great Pumpkin Walk and Lighting. This is going to be super cool. It's going to take place Saturday, October 11th, 7 to 8 p.m. at Tannersville Lake. Registration begins at 7 p.m., lighting at 7:30, and awards at 8 p.m. Bring your best carved pumpkin and candle. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, just walking on the lake with a bunch of lit up pumpkins. Great way to get into the festive spirit for Halloween. Next off, we have Free Play Fridays at the Palinville Library. So this is just every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Palinville Library, of course. So join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. Suggested ages 1 through 5. So if you have some kiddos and you want them to have some fun, bring them down. I was going to say, that's when school is, but ages 1 to 5 aren't really in school, so it works perfectly. And of course, we got the best for last, the Catskill Food Pantry. That is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. Now, I'm going to have to ask you guys to keep the parking lot clear until 11 a.m. It can get crowded sometimes, and it just kind of causes some difficulties for the operation, because a lot of the times they're still bringing in food then, so just be considerate of that. They start giving numbers out at 12 p.m. to reserve your place in line, and shopping starts at 1. And it's free for everybody, but to ensure that there's enough for everyone, we ask that you take only what your household needs for the week ahead. So yeah, you know, I always think healthy food is a right. They agree with that. That's kind of their slogan. And even if you don't need it yourself, spread the word. because everybody could use a little help sometimes. So now that we got done with the community events, we're going to go into a couple of inspirational quotes. We're going to start off with this one right here, and then I'm going to read from a list for you as well.
A game with my 9-year-old son, John Leslie, and I beat him 10 straight games in a game called Connect Four. And I got up, I said, I'm ready to go to sleep now. John Leslie said, no, you can't go now, Dad. I said, why? He said, it's not over until I win. After the 11th game, John Leslie won, and he got up and he yawned. And he said, I'm ready to go to sleep now. That was his attitude. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. But you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Now, I love that quote. Les Brown, great motivational speaker. It's hard to capture the type of energy he has. He's really a unique individual soul, if I do say so. So now, I don't think I can match that hype energy, so we're going to go for a nice, chill vibe, and I'm going to read some more inspirational quotes for you. You must give up the life you plan in order to have the life that is waiting for you. Joseph Campbell. Learning to unlearn is the highest form of learning. That is a Buddhist proverb. Every great mistake has a halfway moment, a split second when it can be recalled and perhaps remedied. Pearl Buck. Facts do not cease to exist just because they're ignored. Aldous Huxley. Thousands of geniuses live and die undiscovered, either by themselves or by others. Mark Twain. Every human is an artist, and this is the main art that we have, the creation of our story. Don Miguel Ruiz. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Albert Einstein. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Gandhi. Having the fewest wants, I am nearest to God. Socrates. I hope you guys enjoyed those. If you hear some background noise, it's just the kids having a good time at Clubhouse, so feel free to ignore that. I hope it doesn't get in our vibe session too much. So next, we got some mental health fun facts I'm gonna go through, and then we're gonna go into some nice music. So here we go. This one I found super interesting. I had to fact check it by looking it up, and it turns out it's actually true, and it just baffles me. But your brain is more active when you're asleep than you're watching TV. That's just wild to me. I mean, the dreams I've had in the past, they completely blow any TV out of the water. I don't know how my brain comes out with these plot lines, and I don't know how I'm surprised by it. It's like, I'm creating a story that I'm reacting to, and I'm still surprised by it. That's crazy to me. So the next one, 1 in 5 adults experience mental illness each year. Mental health issues are extremely common. You're not alone. So if you or a loved one is going through this, seek some professional help. I hate how mental health is stigmatized. It's completely normal to not be okay sometimes. And the next one, exercise is as powerful as some medications for mild to moderate depression. Physical activity boosts endorphins and serotonin, improving mood naturally. This one I had to learn myself. I had a journey where I was on some medicines, and exercise is helping me get off of them right now. Now, both of them still have their place, and a lot of people might need a combination of both. So don't be going around saying medicine, mental health medicine, SSRIs, that type of stuff is useless, because they still definitely have their place. But another form of medicine is laughter. I'm sure you guys have heard the phrase before, laughter is medicine. And that's true. Studies show that laughing can reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, and increase immune function. So laughing helps you not get sick. That's pretty cool. That's a free medicine right there. Speaking of different types of medicine, social connection
is another one. People with strong social ties tend to live longer and have lower rates of depression and anxiety. Now that's why I love community and why I talk about it on the show. And my favorite thing about this, I say it all the time, it's my corny catchphrase, and it's, if you know somebody in the community, that means you're part of the community too. Next off, we have, your gut affects your brain. The gut microbiome communicates with the brain, influencing mood and anxiety levels. So that's why you gotta take care of your whole body to be happy, not just your head. You gotta make sure you're in good condition for yourself, not for anybody else, but so you can live the best life that you can. Next off, mental health challenges are not a sign of weakness. Genetics, environment, and life experiences all contribute. Anybody can struggle. And that ties into the next one, stigma still hurts. Fear of being judged stops many people from seeking help, even though treatment works for most conditions. So if you're afraid of being judged, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. There's always gonna be some people that have something nasty to say. But mental health professionals, like therapists or psychiatrists, aren't gonna judge you. It's their job to help you get help. Next off, creativity and mental illness are often linked. Some studies suggest people with bipolar disorder or depression may have enhanced creative thinking. Now that one's also super interesting to me. You can kind of see it. I mean, there was the one artist who cut his ear off. Was it Picasso? I think it was Picasso. But yeah. Next off, meditation changes the brain. Regular mindfulness practice can increase gray matter in areas related to learning, memory, and emotional regulation. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, I'm sure you're getting tired of me yapping, so we're gonna go into Viva La Vida by Coldplay, a classic. I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back after a couple songs.
Missionaries in a foreign field. stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah. I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And
hey.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me. Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. Cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and community in Green and Columbia County, and the surrounding areas. So far, we talked about some community events, some mental health fun facts, and some inspirational quotes. So now that we got the mental health out of the way, let's have a little bit of fun. Because having fun is part of mental health as well. So I'm gonna have to ask you guys to indulge with me a bit in this hypothetical. Now, I'm starting this off by saying, I do not condone any violence. That's how you know this is gonna be a wacky time. If I'm starting it off like that, whew, you guys are in for a treat. So, this tier list is ranking food mascots by how likely they would be to kick my butt. So we've done a few tier lists in the past. We've done them on exercise, on animals, on completely random different things, on instruments. So today we're going to do it on food mascots and who would win in a fight. So first of all, we got the Little Caesar guy, the guy that goes pizza pizza. Now, I think I could beat him up. I think I would put them in. Oh yeah, I have to list the tiers off. So first we got 100% would kick my butt. They would probably kick my butt. Fair fight. I'd probably kick their butt, and 100% would kick their butt. So first of all, we got the pizza pizza guy. Now he's looking kind of skinny. He eats a lot of pizza, so he probably isn't in the best health. So I'm gonna have to put him in. I'd probably kick their butt. I don't think the Little Caesars guy got much on me. I'm gonna keep it 100. Next, we got Chester the Cheeto. Now, he also looks a little bit skinny, but he is a cheetah. And cheetahs would destroy me. Like, be honest, if you say that you're going to win a fight against a cheetah, you're lying to yourself. So I'm putting them in 100% would kick my butt. Because he is a cheetah, once again. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Next off, we got Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. Now, he's a bird. He would have the high ground advantage. It'd be really hard to catch him, but once I did, I think I would kick his butt. So I'm going to put it in, I would probably kick their butt tier. This is a wild tier list, guys. Next off, we got Tony the Tiger. It's a tiger and he's buff. He would kick my butt. Let's be honest, guys. Same reasoning as Chester the Cheeto Man, but even more because he's buff. Like, Chester the Cheeto, he's a little skinny, you know? But Tony the Tiger? Nah, he's great. He's got it on me 100%. Next off, we got Kool-Aid Man. Now, this man has been shown to break through walls. Brick walls, it doesn't matter. So I'm putting it in. They would probably kick my butt. Now, canonically, his Kool-Aid is his blood. So, if I could find a way to spill the Kool-Aid, then I think I would win, but 9 times out of 10, the Kool-Aid Man, it's not even close. Next off, we got the Raisin Bran Sun mascot. I don't know his name, but he's the little sun on Raisin Bran, and nobody is winning a fight against the sun. If you tried to even get in a close enough proximity, you're done. You're toast. You're gonna be turning into a human raisin. So he's 100% kicking my butt. Next off, we got the frog from Honey Smacks. Now, I don't think I could bring myself to do it. He's too cute. I think I would end up getting beat up just because I couldn't bring myself to hurt him. So I'm going to have to put him in fair fight. Just because I'd be mentally holding back so much. Next off, we got Chef Boyardee himself. Now, I don't know, this one's tough. He is quite old, but he looks like he's got some muscle on him. And I feel like he's got the experience, too. He's a chef, so he's dealt with, you know, those annoying customers, so I'm gonna have to put it in fair fight. Next off, I love the relaxing music, by the way, as I'm talking about mascots and how they kick my butt. It's pretty cool. Pretty nice time, if I do say so myself. Next off, we got the Burger King. Yeah, he's kicking my butt. He's probably kicking my butt. I mean, he's pretty buff, too. And he's a king. So, like, I think it's a 1v1. But if it wasn't, he's got all the burgers. He's got an army of chefs, too. So, yeah, I'm going to have to put him in. Probably kicking my butt. Next off, we got KFC, Colonel Sanders. I'm putting him in probably kicking my butt because he's a colonel and he's got that military experience. So, I mean, huge respect to anybody in the military. They go through a lot. They've gone through a lot. So he's probably kicking my butt. And we're going to do 2 or 3 more. Next, we got the Sour Patch Kid. I'm literally eating him up. Yeah, 100% would kick their butt. It's not even close. Same thing with the pistachio guy. You know, the guy on the nut packages? Not even close. I'm eating them up, literally. And that seems to be all. Oh, wait. We're going to do one more. We got Pepsi Man. Now, this guy is a superhero. I think he's been shown stopping trucks in commercials, so he's 100% kicking my butt here. Thank you guys for indulging me in that. That's just something I wanted to do for my soul. Cheered me up. Yeah. So, you know, I'm liking this background music, so I think we're gonna go into something we haven't done in a little while, which is Zen stories. If you don't know what Zen stories are, they're a principle in Buddhism where they're stories without quite an answer. So, there's a moral to them, but hold on, I'm gonna Google it, because I'm kind of butchering this here. I hope you guys enjoy the background music. I recently put together a nice playlist for us. So yeah. So here we go. Zen stories are short, paradoxical narratives from Zen Buddhism tradition designed to prompt self-reflection and illuminate profound truths about life, rather than provide a single correct answer. There we go. Beautiful explanation. Thank you, Google, for helping me out. So yeah, let's go into it. I think I've said this one on air before, but I think that's well over a year now, so we can do it again. The Girl at the River. A senior monk and a junior monk were traveling together. At one point, they came to a river with a strong current. As the monks were preparing to cross the river, they saw a very young and beautiful woman also attempting to cross the river. The young woman asked if they could help her cross to the other side. The two monks glanced at one another because they both had taken vows to never touch a woman. Then, without a word, the elder monk picked up the woman and carried her across the river, placing her gently on the other side and carry on with his journey. The younger monk, he was baffled. He couldn't believe what had just happened. After rejoining his companion, he was speechless. And after an hour passed away, there was not a single word between them. And then 2 hours passed, and then three. And finally, the younger monk could not contain himself any longer and blurted out, "As monks, we are not permitted to touch a woman. How could you carry her on your shoulders like that?" The older monk looked at him and replied, "Brother, I set her down on the other side of the river 3 hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" I really like that one because it just highlights that if you let other people's mistakes or choices have power over you, then you're the one losing. The other person, they're going to carry on with their life and they're just going to have a grand old time. And if you let it affect you, then you're letting them have the power over you at the end of the day. Next off, we have the teacup. A wise professor once went to visit a Zen teacher to inquire about Zen. As the teacher talked, the professor frequently interrupted to express his own opinion about this or that. Finally, the Zen teacher stopped talking and began to serve tea to the professor. He poured the cup full, and then he kept pouring, and he kept pouring until the cup overflowed and spilled on the table. "Stop," said the professor. "The cup is full. No more can be poured in." And then the Zen teacher replied, "Like this cup, you are full of your own opinions. If you do not first empty your cup, how can you taste my cup of tea?"
I really like that one too. Now, I know I explained the last one, but there's this quote saying that once you try to explain a Zen story and give an answer, it defeats the purpose. So we're just going to let that one marinate in your guys' heads, and I'm going to let you guys form your own opinions about that. You're all smart. I believe in you. A lot of you are. Most of you are probably smarter than me. So we're going to do one more, and then we're going to go into some music. Now this one I'm going to recite from memory because this one is my favorite and I have this one stored in the deep depths of my noggin. So it starts off with this Zen master and Buddhist, Ryukin. He lives in a hut in the woods, miles away from any civilization, alone. And he only has one possession to his name, his clothes. And one day, when he was taking a stroll in the woods, a thief stumbled upon his abode, and he went in looking for something to steal. Baffled that he couldn't find anything, he sat there in shock, and that gave enough time for the thief or for the Zen master to come back and catch him in the act. And the thief, he was pretty scared. He didn't know what was going to happen. He got caught in the act. So, as he tried to run away, the Zen master, the Buddhist, stopped him. And he said, "Wait, don't leave empty-handed." And the thief said, "What do you have to give me? You don't have anything in here." But there was one thing his only possession, and he gave it away. He took the clothes off his own back and said, I simply cannot let you leave empty-handed. I could not live with myself. So the thief, baffled, just wanting to get out of there, because he kind of thought this Buddhist was weird at this point, he took the clothes and he left. And later that night, Ryoken stared at the moon, and he thought to himself, that poor fool. I wish I could have given him this moon. And with that, we're going to go into another song. That one's my absolute favorite. I think about that one a lot. So yeah. Let's go into some Paramore. We're going to play Still Into You, and we're going to be back with some more inspirational quotes and mental health fun facts. Hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far. And here we go. We'll be right back. Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Greg Gaskell and Hudson. I'm not alone anymore! I am joined with...
DJ Murkio.
Oh, you changing your name? Okay, we got DJ Murkio, formerly known as...
DJ Moneymaker, but...
Everybody needs a change. Speaking of rapping, we have a rapping tier list, and because of it, we're gonna change the instrumental as well. There we go. I got you. Perfect. Now we're in the zone. We're going to be doing another tier list because I'm joined with... What was it again?
DJ Murkio.
DJ Murkio. And he decided it would be a good idea to rank some rappers on a tier list. So, the tiers that we have are... Legend. Amazing. Mostly good. One or two good songs, but the rest is crap. Mediocre at best. And
legend. Oh, trash.
And we don't know them, cause there's gonna be some here that we don't know.
Wait,
okay. So I lied to you all, but we will get right back to this. So while we're waiting for him, let's go into some more mental health fun facts. Now, I guess let's just jump straight into it. Music changes your brain chemistry. That one's pretty interesting to me. So let's hear a little bit more about that. Listening to music you love releases dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter. Another thing that boosts mental health is nature. Spending just 20 minutes outside can reduce stress hormone levels. Another thing that affects mental health is physical health. Or other way around, actually. Mental health affects physical health. Chronic stress and depression can increase the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even weaken your immune system. And I'm joined by another DJ. We got...
Hello, I am Armani.
DJ Armani in the building. You know the rules, right? No cursing. Other than that, we're good. So, I mean, me and DJ... I already forgot his new DJ name. DJ Moneymaker.
Yep.
He got a new one now. It's like Murkio or something?
Yep.
So, we're doing a rapper tier list. You want to do it with me?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to let you be in charge of this.
Okay.
So, starting off, we got Logic. We got these tiers right here. Want to read them off?
Yep. You got Legend. You got Amazing. Mostly good. One or two good songs, but the rest is crap. Meteoric. Core at best, trash, who don't know.
So we're gonna be ranking all of these guys, and without further ado, let's get started. So we're starting off with Logic. You know him?
No. Put him.
So he's gonna put him in don't know. Next we got Lil Durk.
Mostly good.
Mostly good. I can agree with that. Next we got my goat personally, but this list is up to you. So I'm gonna let you rank him. Kendrick Lamar.
Amazing.
Amazing. Now that I can get behind. Next we got Juice WRLD. Rest in peace.
Legend.
I agree with that. Ice Spice.
Amazing?
Okay. Fat Joe. Do you know this man? This man actually has bars. But since you don't know him, we're going to put him in the don't know tier. You can just pick whatever
NBA.
One you want. NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy is a legend.
He's a legend. He's the first. Oh, no, he's not the first. We already did Juice WRLD. Silly me.
Biggie Smalls is a legend.
Definitely. I think he ranks the highest out of everybody so far.
Yeah. Jay-Z is a legend.
Of course. Little Uzi Vert.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I think he's really good. Definitely above mostly good, but I don't think he's high enough for a legend either.
Playboy Cardi, he's like one or two songs in the head, but...
The rest is crap?
Yeah.
Okay, I see you.
Tyler, the Creator, decent.
Okay. So, mediocre?
Yeah.
We're gonna change mediocre at best to just mediocre, I feel.
Soulja Boy is a legend.
Okay. Putting him in the same tier as Biggie is a little crazy, but you do you, my friend. This is up to you today.
Let's go with Flo Rida.
Where is he? Flo Rida.
Legend?
No. Nice. Good pick. Didn't he make that one song, Whistle?
Let's go with KSI.
KSI's on here? I didn't even know that. I didn't even notice that one.
Trash.
I'm in the thick of it. Everybody knows. So, let's do one or two more and then go into a nice song break. Let's do Lil Yachty.
Legend?
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, I got you. Next, we got Lil Wayne. Amazing. I can get behind that. You know, one thing about Lil Wayne that's really cool is he freestyles all of his songs. He never writes anything down. So, let's do two more and let's go into a song break. Oh, I know the perfect two. We got Kanye and we got Ye.
Gunna.
Oh, you want to do Gunna?
Yeah.
Alright, I got you.
Gunna is a legend. And then... XXXTentacion is a legend.
I agree with that. Bro has some crazy collabs. Yet another, rest in peace.
Yep.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. We're going to go into a song break. And if DJ Armani wants to rank more rappers, we're going to go straight into that. Hope you guys enjoy Ayla by Atlas.
When you're standing at your window in your bathroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre-Catskill, Hudson. I've said it a million times, so I just kind of blitzed through it today. And it's ending pretty soon, today's show. We got three more minutes left, two and a half, actually. So we're going to do the word of the day, and then we're going to close out. So I pick these words from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's a book written by John Koenig. And the word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness. So, these are a bunch of neologisms. And if you don't know what neologism is, it's a made-up word for made-up words. That's pretty funny. Kind of ironic, right? So, I think we're going to do this one. Zuska. Noun. A hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head. A crisp analysis. A devastating comeback. A cathartic heart-to-heart. Which serves as a kind of psychological batting cage that feels far more satisfying than the small ball strategies of everyday life. Perfect. Now, I really like this book. If you guys like that, and you want to, you can support the author John Koenig. Honestly, I think The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows is my favorite book, period. So yeah, we're gonna end off today with a nice, happy song. Let's do I Love You So by The Walters. Nice upbeat. Hope you guys had a great time, and I will see you next week.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lover. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.